Good morning to each of every one of you. Brother Chris has prayed for this service and was very well stated. I would just like to take a moment, if we could bow our heads and pray for myself here. Eternal Father, just ask that you could use this vessel here, Father, that I would be empty of myself here, that you could speak through me here this moment, Father. You know my weaknesses here as of myself. I have nothing to bring to these people. I would just pray that you could use me as a vessel here, Father. If there's anything here, these few thoughts that you've given me, just ask that they would come forth in a way that they could be understood, not misunderstood, and they would bring glory and honor somehow to you at this time. I ask and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You can turn your Bibles to 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. For the sake of time, I'm going to keep moving here. I want to make sure I leave plenty of time for the brothers that are sharing here yet today. I want to look at two different attitudes here. Chapter 5. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10,000 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read this letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and make alive? And this man doth send unto me to recover a man of leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. There is a lot here in this passage. This particular time, I think I'm just going to look at the first part of this chapter. Maybe in the future, I'll go and have some more thoughts on this. There's a lot more here. But for today, I would like to look at the two characters here. The little maid and the king of Israel. We see here that she was taken captive by these bands of Syrians that raided the homes in Israel. I don't understand how all this was, but it's my understanding that she was taken out of her house, out of her home. She was a captive, and she became a maid. It tells us here that she was a maid to Naaman's wife. There's also the other character would be the king of Israel. He was these people's leader. They looked up to him. He was to give direction. He was to respond. He had people that followed his leading. I was very challenged by the little maid. Now the king, I think his response is a lot like mine would be. Self-pity, faithlessness, excuses. But the little maid here was in a situation where I don't know how that worked back in the day, you know, when they I can't relate to that. You know, people just coming in and taking spoils out of houses and raiding. It calls it a raid. But she was here serving Naaman's wife. I'm fairly certain, based on the response, that Naaman and the king of Syria and all that they did, based on what the little maid said, I'm pretty sure that she didn't have a poor, poor me attitude. I'm pretty certain she didn't have to be asked twice to do what she was expected to do every day in Naaman's house. I'm pretty sure that she had the respect of the people that she was in contact with, even though she was dealt such, or what I would think, a very unfair situation. She chose not to have self-pity. She chose not to pity her situation or herself. She chose to make the best of where she was, to the point of she cared about Naaman's condition. She says that, "Would God, my Lord, were the prophet, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he will recover him of his leprosy." She calls him a Lord there. That Lord is not capitalized. She's not putting in place of the Lord Jesus, or the Lord as in God, but she calls Naaman a Lord there. And she suggests this because she wants healing for Naaman. The same people that took her out of her land and made her a maid. She wants this man's healing. Confidence is another character that we see in her life. She doesn't suggest it. She doesn't think it. Some of the commentaries that I read talked a lot about the optimism that she had. It says, "For he would recover him of his leprosy." Pretty well straightforward there. To the tune of they packed how many camels? It's estimated, the lowest estimate that I've seen of the net worth of what they took would be $1 million in today's money that they packed on their camels. Upwards of to $2.5 million worth of things that Naaman, his servants, the king, put on camels and took off for another land based on what this little maid said. Speaks volume of the respect that she carried. the faith that she displayed here, I just assumed that she probably had witnessed, maybe herself, that Elisha healed a leper. I figured she might have seen it 100 times, 50 times, or 25 times, or at least several times. But it tells us in Luke 4:27, the only leper that Elisha ever healed was Naaman. Somehow, she told him that he would be healed. Now the king of Israel, we see his reactions there, the amount of self-pity that he had. This guy's just coming to pick a fight. What am I supposed to do with this situation? Poor, poor me. Faithlessness, imagining a lot of things. They weren't wrote in the letter. Those were all imaginations that he drummed up himself, that this guy was coming to start a fight. That's a lot of things that come out of my life. I had the opportunity. I'd started on this sometime in January. And the Sunday I was going to share this, we didn't have a service because of the weather. So I've had this time to measure my life up against this little maid or this king of Israel. It's amazing, our human tendencies. It's just absolutely amazing what wants to naturally come out of our lives in situations like this. It is very, very unnatural for us to have the confidence, the optimism, the contentment, the commitment, the faith of the little maid in each of these situations that come up in our lives each and every day. We're so much more bent. Or is it bent? Unless we are connected to our Father continually and our strength comes from Him, that is the only way that these things can come out of our life on a day-to-day basis. We have a lot of analogies of a cup and it getting shaken. That's essentially what I'm saying here. But for these tendencies to naturally come out of our life, it is only by being connected to the vine that they're going to come. They will not come just because we had an experience, however many years ago. That doesn't make these things come out of our lives. My thoughts go a lot to the young people here. You know, Bible school's over, another year ahead. Be faithful in these little things. The little maid was faithful every day. Be faithful in these little things. That's where the bigger things come from, is being faithful in the little things. God will use you. He will absolutely use you. But the only way He can use you is if you're faithful in the little details. In the every day, the every moment, the every step. If your heart is turned towards Him and you do these things, that's how it grows. That's how it matures. That's how it progresses. But I would just encourage you to think of the little maid. I don't know. I don't think any of you are even close to the situation that she got put in. And her response is astounding. That He would heal him of his leprosy. She had never, based on what I read in Luke 4:27, she never witnessed Him doing it. And He never did it to another person. But she knew that through God, the Father, that Naaman could be healed. Be diligent in doing right and doing what you know. Today, there'll be many things come yet, but then there's Monday. Let's be diligent Tuesday and Wednesday. Let's take these things, let's make a conscious effort and respond like the little maid. God bless you.